We're going live.
Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. Praise God. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you. Praise God on today. Once again, to continue bringing the word of God as we bring forth the reading of God's holy word out of the King James Version of the Bible. Currently, we, praise God, are in Psalm, praise God, Division 54. Amen. And once again, I truly want to, first of all, give all honor and praise to God, who definitely is the head of my life. Praise God. Seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on. Amen. That's Matthew 6:33. Praise God. And we truly give God praise, honor, and glory. We say praise God to Brother Eddie out there in Chicago. God bless you, my brother. Amen. And we also have my son, Julian. Julian's on the line, praise God. We thank God for him being there. God bless you, my son. Amen. We thank you for all those listening out of Los Angeles. Praise God. Minister Andrew Orlander, we see you out there, my brother. Hallelujah. And God bless you. Brother Mark, God bless you. And all those that are listening, Sister and Lady Diane, praise God. God bless you. And I just want to say hi, thank God, and praise be to the all-wise, wonderful living God for each and every one that's listening here live as we continue reading the Word of God. Amen. Once again, I want to give God all praise, honor, and glory. He is the head of my life. I also honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. And then I also would like to say praise God to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, or however you may be tuning in to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. God bless each and every one of you. You truly are going to be blessed on this day with the reading of God's word. Let us pause and go ahead and take a prayer before we read the word of God once again. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, hallelujah, we come in the day in which you have made, and we will, in the name of Jesus, rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you as we ask that you forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small. We ask that you instill in us joy, peace, and patience to help us to carry on as the Spirit of God continues to rest, dwell, and live inside of us. We thank you, O God, as we come forth to you on today. We ask that you bless each and every person represented on today. Bless their finances, bless their homes, bless their health, bless their going, bless their coming. And we give you praise as we continue to lift up your name. Somebody needs a blessing on today. So let's pause and just give God that praise, give God that honor, and give God that glory. Because as soon as you tap out, he could be here. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Thank you. Let us read, praise God, out of Psalms, Division 54. And as we come forth, and maybe if he's able, he can bring a rendition of a slight song. Praise God at the end of our show on today. Amen. If he's able, let's go ahead and read. Praise God. Psalms, Division 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. They lie. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye hath seen his desire upon my enemy's division 55. Give ear to my cry, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the tears of death are falling upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and honor hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would fly away, be at rest, lo. Then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Selah. Destroy, O Lord, and divide the tongue, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst of thereof. Deceit and gall depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, than I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me, that I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, my equal, my guide and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them and let them go down quickly to hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall see me. Even in the morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace for the battle that was against me, for thou were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, because they have no changes. Therefore, they fear not God. Selah. He has put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But though our God shall bring them down into the pit of destruction, bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee. Division 56. Be merciful unto me, O God. For man will swallow me up. He fighting daily oppression me with my enemies would daily swallow me up. For they be many that fight against me. And though most high, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they reckon the words, all the thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle, for they not in thy book. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This is now known, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy bowels are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. Division 57. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadows of thy wings will I make my refuge unto these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God will send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, those whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me into the midst. Well, they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed. Oh, God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake. Psaltery and harp, I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For my mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above all the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Division 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge unrightly, O ye sons of men? Ye in the heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to her voice of chamers. Charming neither, never so wisely break their teeth and their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O God. Lord, let them melt away as waters which run continually when the Bennett is bold to shoot his arrows. Let them be as cut in pieces as a snail which melted. Let every one of them pass away like the untimely birth of a woman. Let they may not see the sun before your pots can feel the thorns. He shall take them away as with the whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily he is of God that judgeth in the earth. Division 59. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from the bloody men. For lo, they lay in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, though therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressor. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go around about the city. Selah. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. Ooh. They say, doth hear. But thou, O Lord, shall laugh at them. They shall have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon my enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath and consume them that they may not be. And let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Selah. Evening, let them return and let them make a noise like a dog and go around about the city. Let them wind up the wool down for meat. And gudge in the be not satisfied, but I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. Division 60. O God, thou hast cast us all. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased. O, turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble. Thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it is shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner of them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of thee, of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered. Gaze with me with thy right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Sukkoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah, my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph, thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strange city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off? And thou, O Lord, which didst not go out with thy army, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God will we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Division 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vow. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever and prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto the name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Division 62. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. For him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I will not be greatly moved. How long will my imagine my mischief against a man? Yea, shall he fling out of me as a bowing wall shall you be. And as a tottering fence, they only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou upon my God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my salvation and my refuge is in God. Trust in him with all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery of rich increase. Set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God, also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Division 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in the dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory. So I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee unto my bed, I meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Division 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Wet thy tongue like a swad, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect suddenly. Do they shoot at him and fear not? They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of lying snares privately, and they say, who shall see them? They search out iniquity. They accomplish a diligent search, every one of them, and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Division 65. Praise with it for thee, O God of Zion, and into thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me as for our transgressions. Thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man who chooseth and causeth to reproach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple, by terrible things and righteousness will thou answer us. O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the that are afar upon the sea, which by the strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves and the tumult of the people. They also that dwelleth in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and watereth it. Thou greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou hast watered the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it salt with showers. Thou blessest it, the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy past drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. Division 66. Make a joyful noise unto the God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of the power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doings toward the children of men. He turned to the sea unto dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and maketh the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life. Suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast provided and proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou brightest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out of the wealthy places into a wealthy place. I will go unto my house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken. When I was in trouble, I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings, the increase of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Selah. come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for me, for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, but verily God hath heard me. He hath attained to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Praise God. Amen. We're going to conclude and end our reading for this evening. However, we will continue to read out of the book of Psalms on tomorrow. Praise God, being that God does not come, amen, to take us home. Amen. Well, praise God, we thank you for joining us on today. We pray that you be blessed until we meet you on tomorrow. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
You to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.